You're listening to CJSF 90.1 FM in Burnaby, British Columbia, Simon Fraser University Campus Radio, streaming on the internet at www.cjsf.ca.
Come along, children. Now we're going to have a little music, like old times. Look, now I'll start the melody on the organ.
It's Feather Rock with Bill and Ella. It's Feather Rock and sometimes Liam. It's Feather Rock time. It's time for Feather Rock.
It is Spare the Rock, Spoil a Child. Happy New Year to you. My name's Bill Childs, coming to you every week from our flagship station, KUTX 98.9. Music here from They Might Be Giants, 4 of 2.
Underneath a big clock at the corner of 5th Avenue and 22nd Street, I stood and waited for a girl I knew at the spot where we agreed to meet. It was 4 minutes of 2. At 4 of 2, I stood waiting for the girl. I was 4 minutes early for the date we had planned. I was planning to say I was in love with her just as soon as she showed for a 2 o'clock date. And the clock said 4 of 2. At 4 of 2, I was staring into space. She was not yet late, according to the clock. I was feeling nervous, so I kept looking up at the clock sticking out of the side of the building, and it still said 4 of 2. At 4 of 2, I began to feel tired, and I rubbed my eyes, and again I checked the time. It seemed as if the sky was growing dark, but I felt reassured when I looked at the clock and it still said 4 of 2. I lay my head down on the sidewalk so in case she were coming I would have a better view, but no one was there, so I stretched out and closed my eyes for a second or two. It was 4 minutes of 2. At once I awoke to a futuristic world. There were flying cars and gigantic metal bugs. I'd grown a beard, it was long and white, but I knew that the girl would be coming very soon. For though everything had changed, there was still that clock, and it still said 4 of 2.
Baby, you got them big balls. Baby, you got them them big balls flashing in your window tonight. Baby, you got them big balls. Baby, you got them big balls. Baby, you got them big balls flashing in your window tonight.
It is New Year's Eve or New Year's Day weekend, so you're going to hear that song multiple times today. Different versions every time, quite different versions every time, but at least twice. It's Charlie Hope, Auld Lang Syne. Sharon Jones, the Dap Kings, did Big Bulbs. Started off with They Might Be Giants, 4 of 2, here on Spare the Rock, Spoil the Child, Music for Kids and Their Grown-Ups. Song here from the Double Clicks, It's Brand New Year.
Hey, future me, I got you a gift. It's an extremely detailed list of everything you're about to achieve or have achieved already. Hey, future me, I've got complete faith that you'll learn how to love all the things that I hate, like completing difficult tasks outside your comfort zone and waking up early. It's a brand new year for getting hard goals met. And it will soon be here, but it's not yet. Hey, future me, there's a lot of work to do, but good news, I've put my faith in you. You can show everybody that we can do so much more. There's no more time for waiting, and it'll be real humiliating if you aren't ready to do everything that I've signed you up for. It's a brand new year, and it is fun, I bet. The time for work is near, but not quite yet. It's all planned out, and that should be pleasant. All you'll need to do is live in the present and check off each task as you fulfill the plan of our grand endeavor. I'm pinning all my hopes on you. I already scheduled a venue, and it'll be fine if you stay on schedule for the first time ever. future is so clear, and it's not yet. Thank God, it's not yet.
It's been another good year. We're feeling cozy in here. We've got the fire aglow. We're looking out at the snow. I feel so thankful for this life I hold so dear. With friends and family near, it's been another good year. I love to look down and see my baby's face is smiling and tell him that I love him. I love to look out and see the snow and fields and how the moon is shining bright.
Music for ears of all sizes. Like us at facebook.com/sparetherock.
The New Year's Eve, we did the town. The day we tore the goalposts down. We'll have these moments to remember. The quiet walks, the noisy fun, the ballroom prize we almost won. We'll have those moments to remember. The summer times, the winter, and the presents disappear. The laughter we were glad to share will echo through the years when other nights and other days may find us gone our separate ways. We've had those moments to remember. summertime to winter, and a presence disappears. The laughter we were glad to share will echo through the years. When other nights and other days may find us gone our separate ways, we'll have those moments to remember.
If this year was a book, then how would it look? Are there 52 chapters or one for each month? 365 pages to read. Is your face on the back of the jacket? Let's see. And would you dedicate it to the people you know? A pop hole novella or a weightier tome? I wonder, wonder, wonder how it looked if you were the author and this year was your book. Then how would it read? Is it action, adventure, or a character study? Is the typesetting change with the sun or the rain? Does it start nice and slow or take off like a train? Is it all fancy phrases or colloquial speak? Will you skip ahead and read upon what happens next week to see which winding, winding road you took? If you were the author and this year was a book.
30 days has September, April, June, and November. All the rest have 31, except February's missing some.
If this year was a book, then how would it end? Would you make lots of money? Will you meet a new friend? The exposition set him now for January, and the twist of the plot will likely rise in the spring. The summertime will be the most dramatic of all. The autumn helps us fall into the sweet denouement.
Will you finally let your readers off the hook?
If you were the author and this year was a book.
If This Year Was a Book is the name of the song. It's from Rabbit. It'd be a complicated book for me if this year were a book. Or was a book. I think it's were a book, but they sing it was a book. But a good year. It's been a good year. Enjoyed hanging out with you every week. Louis Armstrong before that, Moments to Remember, Lori Enriquez, another good year, and the Double Clicks started us off there with Brand New Year. Here on Spare the Rock, Spoil the Child, going to hear a song here from Slade Cleaves, which is a song that I've played for a couple years in a row now on this show. It's a song in memory of somebody. It's more of a grown-up song than a lot of the songs we play, but just a few days ago, went to the memorial service of a dear friend of ours, my sister-in-law's father, who we were close with as well. Towards the end of the show, I'll talk a little bit more about him and about sort of some other stuff relating to that service. But this here is Slade Cleaves, New Year's Day.
Well, you might think there's nothing left but ashes in a box on a table at Crosby's Bar. But there's more than meets the eye. You didn't leave us when you died. Your spirit will live on. And what we do and who we are. Oh, Aunt Betty's gonna tell us stories about the family. Her daughter Susan is gonna sing your favorite song. Cousin Perry will spend the day telling tales of the blue and gray. And the Cajun will keep picking all night long. We'll be putting down the brisket and tequila. Down in Kirvin, with the seekers of the shade. Cause the peace of you lives on, not only in this song, but in all the lives you touched and every friendship that you made. We're gonna go up to Maine and eat some clams and lobsters. Bite the worm down in sunny Cancun Bay. We'll be home by Christmas Eve, telling tales you won't believe. And we'll swim in Barton Springs on New Year's Day. Like you used to do. Uncle Dave's got a whiskey toast. I'll be driving from coast to coast, and your smiling face will live on in the heart of Widow Sue. Oh, we're gonna jump across the mighty Mississippi, way up north where it's just a little stream. Brother Bill's gonna keep an eye on the kin you left behind, for you taught us how to live and you showed us how to dream. We're gonna go up to Maine and eat some clams and lobsters, bite the worm down in sunny Cancun Bay. We'll be home by Christmas Eve, telling tales you won't believe. And we'll swim in Barton Springs on New Year's Day. We'll be home by Christmas Eve, telling tales you won't believe. And we'll swim in Barton Springs on New Year's Day.
Yeah. raindrops high above the chimney top. That's where you find me, oh, somewhere over the rainbow. Bluebirds fly and the dream that you did to.
That is Israel Kamakioli. I think I got that pretty close. His wonderful version of the medley, Somewhere Over the Rainbow and What a Wonderful World, here on Spare the Rock, Spoil the Child, Indie Music for Indie Kids. And friends, we've reached the point in the show where I need your help. Here's what's going to happen. I'm going to ask you if you have a question. You're going to say yes. I'm then going to ask you what that question is. And you're going to yell as loudly as you can, so loudly I can hear you here in the studio. You're going to yell, "Are you prepared to rock?" Okay, got it? Cool. I know last week we had Ella and